This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin has high praise for Governor J.B. Pritzker as a vice presidential candidate, but he's stopping short of an endorsement. Pritzker has emerged as a potential running mate for presumptive presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
He's been an extraordinarily effective governor through the COVID crisis and rebuilding the economy of the state, reelected after he stood for 4 years and will continue to serve. I work with him all the time. He has a lot to offer. I think there's a substantial and long list of possibilities.
Durbin said he has, quote, too many friends interested in the vice presidential spot to endorse anyone right now. Despite the change at the top of the Democratic ticket, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is vowing a smooth Democratic National Convention. The DNC is taking place next month in Chicago, after President Joe Biden dropped out of running for the Democratic nomination. Johnson has already endorsed Harris as the next nominee. Here's the mayor on WBEZ's Reset.
We're going to have a safe, vibrant, exciting convention. It is my top priority to make sure that the people of Chicago who are going to work every day and preparing for the first week of school the following week, that all of those services will still be provided.
Democrats had planned to nominate the president virtually ahead of the convention in Chicago next month. More details on the convention's security measures are expected to be released by the Secret Service later this week. Community members and activists in Springfield say they are traumatized after county officials released video footage of the night Sonia Massey was killed. A white deputy sheriff shot the unarmed black woman in her home earlier this month. He was responding to her 911 call. Tierra Standage is with the nonprofit Intricate Minds. She says her community needs to heal.
Her family, as well as I, we don't want any violence in our community. This already has been a terrible act of violence against our community. So we just want to band together peacefully and get justice for Sonia Massey and take care of our community as well.
Deputy Sean Grayson has been fired from the Sangamon County Sheriff's Department. And he's pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a firearm, and official misconduct. A statewide advocate warns cuts in the new state budget could make it harder to mitigate the risk of dust storms. Michael Woods is executive director of the Association of Illinois Soil and Water Conservation Districts. Woods says the 50% cut in funding to the districts could make fewer experts available. That means less advice for farmers on conservation practices.
We need to ensure that we put practices in place that preserve that soil, keep it in place. We don't want wind erosion. We don't want water erosion. We want that soil to stay where it's at.
Soil conservation is one of the most effective ways to reduce the risk of dust storms. Some other things you should know today. The National Weather Service has confirmed three additional tornadoes touched ground during last Monday's damaging thunderstorm. The tornadoes were in suburban Country Club Hills, Maple Park, and at O'Hare. This means there was a total of 27 confirmed tornadoes on that day alone. The National Weather Service says they're continuing to assess damage. Chicago letter carriers are criticizing the United States Postal Service for failing to protect them following the slaying of a colleague last week. The Sun-Times reports workers gathered yesterday to demand police find the killer of 48-year-old Octavia Redmond. Redmond was shot to death Friday as she delivered mail. More than 140 letter carriers have been attacked on the job in Chicago since August 2022. Today's weather. There may be isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and some rain tonight. The high will reach the mid-80s. Tomorrow, we're expecting the day to start out rainy and end with some sunshine. High of 75 degrees. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.